Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hey, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy, and this is part 2 of this week's Ask Lucy segment. And that's just our style. Like, we don't want to keep a bunch of stuff around, and when it starts to build up, I start to feel like closed in and a little overwhelmed and not productive and just like it's not a good vibe. So I do like to keep things put in their place, which is crazy to actually, it's impossible really with 4 kids. So there is some degree of like, just don't think about it, don't think about the mess. And I do have my dedicated workspace where I can write not this space, not today, where I can usually write and focus on what I need to focus on without distractions. And that's usually my blocked out time to actually work with clients and coach my sexy mamas and come up with all this content for the podcasts and the blog and what have you. So anyway, so that's that. How I look well rested. Thank you again. Because I don't usually feel well rested. These days we don't get a lot of sleep. This guy wakes up several times at night still, and he's teething, and we got a lot of months of that ahead. So I know that this is a stage that we're at. This is just a part of, you know, being a parent to babies. And what I do to take care of myself in other ways is like make sure that I go for my morning walk every day, no matter how little sleep I got the night before, because that helps me get into a better mental space and just get inspired and motivated and in the right like mindset for the day. It helps me be more productive, more happy, more just, you know, excited about what I'm doing that day. And really, that's ultimately what a sexy life is about. It's about waking up excited about what your life, what your day holds for you. And regardless of how little sleep or how little quality of sleep you got the night before. So that's my reality right now. Let's see. Why do we have so little followers? Well, help me get more sexy mamas on board. Share this page with all your mom friends. And yeah, there are going to be so many more videos to come for this segment, for the 5 Minutes to Sexy workout series, the mom parody music videos, all that stuff. So yeah. Help me grow it. It's still a pretty new channel, but I have big vision for it and high hopes. So I would love to ask for your help. And let's see. Ooh, what profession do I have? Okay, let me answer that part. So I am a mom empowerment coach. That is a title that I have given myself for multiple reasons, because it's more than just personal training or fitness training. It's a level of life coaching for moms specifically, because that is the group of women that I feel most passionate about working with and helping, because I realize that when we empower other moms to live a life that they love in a body that they love, that will affect everyone around them. So that is going to help empower their kids, even their partners, spouses, their friends, their coworkers. And speaking of coworkers, so that answer is different for everyone. That's why you hear so many opinions. Going back to work after having kids, I mean, some women choose to wait until their kids are in school all day. Some work from home, some start their own businesses. I mean, there's such a wide variety of answers. For me, I have my own business and I have my clients, and I am very fortunate to be working in what I am actually passionate about and what I love doing every day. So I do work from home mostly. I work outside of the home with clients. There are some events that take me out, you know, in public speaking and networking and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, I count myself very fortunate that I get to have that element of, taking my kids to school most of the time, unless I have a client right at that time. and having the mornings with them, having dinner time with them is very important for me. It's a big priority of mine. And just making sure that that time with them is very intentional, and also the time with my husband. Anyway, intentional focus, intentional effort, live intentionally. If you find something that you want to work towards that you really, really love, that you're passionate about, or you're really itching to go back to work and that makes you happy, then do it. You know, if you feel guilty for not being home and you really want to be home, that's where your heart is, then do that if you can, if you guys can afford to do that. But just do not, you know, just wherever you're at, be present. When you're at work, you know, it's tempting to want to be home. When you're at home, it's tempting to be thinking about work. So just wherever you're at, my biggest advice on that is be present and follow your heart in that. Live intentionally.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.